Oxford Matura Trainer, poziom podstawowy. Czwarty egzamin próbny. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Melissa Cage routinely brings back goods to shops, but it's not to collect refunds. Apart from being a Baltimore artist and professor, Melissa is a shop dropper. Welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Melissa, tell our viewers what shop dropping is.
Well, in short, it's about bringing handmade reproductions of goods to shops and leaving them there. In other words, adding goods to a shop stock instead of buying them.
What goods do you usually drop?
I realise that food or toy dropping might be against safety regulations, so I limit shop dropping to clothing items.
Why did you start shop dropping? What's the idea behind it?
I'm interested in projects where art and everyday life mix together. For me, shop dropping is a perfect example of the connection between the two.
Do you remember the first time you did a drop?
Oh, yes. I was so scared of being caught. But then I realised that my fear was irrational because security focuses on preventing people from taking goods out, not from bringing them in.
That's true. And now let's invite our viewers to your exhibition.
Sure. My latest exhibition opened last Saturday. There you can see, for example, two items of clothing bought from H&M. The imitations, which are made by hand, are displayed on life-size models.
Please go and visit Baltimore Art Gallery. Everybody is welcome. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Melissa Cage routinely brings back goods to shops. But it's not to collect refunds. Apart from being a Baltimore artist and professor, Melissa is a shop dropper. Welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Melissa, tell our viewers what shop dropping is.
Well, in short, it's about bringing handmade reproductions of goods to shops and leaving them there. In other words, adding goods to a shop stock instead of buying them.
What goods do you usually drop?
I realise that food or toy dropping might be against safety regulations, so I limit shop dropping to clothing items.
Why did you start shop dropping? What's the idea behind it?
I'm interested in projects where art and everyday life mix together. For me, shop dropping is a perfect example of the connection between the two.
Do you remember the first time you did a drop?
Oh, yes. I was so scared of being caught. But then I realised that my fear was irrational because security focuses on preventing people from taking goods out, not from bringing them in.
That's true. And now let's invite our viewers to your exhibition.
Sure. My latest exhibition opened last Saturday. There you can see, for example, two items of clothing bought from H&M. The imitations, which are made by hand, are displayed on life-size models.
Please go and visit Baltimore Art Gallery. Everybody is welcome. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Hi, John. You asked me about the hotel in Devon. I'll leave a message now, as later I'll be too busy to call. So, despite the excellent location near the lake, the hotel wasn't good value for money. As you know, the room was on special offer. The whole place was in need of renovation. The room had a worn carpet, and there was wallpaper hanging off the walls. What else? The parking spaces were a bit tight, so all in all, I can't recommend this place. That's all. Bye for now.
Two.
I'm calling to share my opinion about hotels in Britain. I've been a guest in many hotels since I'm often on business trips, and I must say, my main problem with hotels is the service provided. In one hotel, I ordered a cooked breakfast, which I never received. I complained to the reception and was offered no apology. In another one, the waitress brought the wrong order to my table and then disappeared, forever. Again, no one apologised for that. I think hotel owners must do something about it.
Three.
Today's programme is about special offers. My friend told me recently about a hotel's special offer. He said that in the pictures on the hotel website, the room and its bathroom seemed to be larger and more modern than they actually were, but otherwise, everything was fine. The welcome, the food, the service. How about your experience of special offers? Were they good value for money? Please call us and share your experience. The number is 09635 64328.
Four.
The hotel I was in last summer is situated on a square overlooking a park. If you stay here, request a room on the side facing the park, not busy Malcolm Street. It will be much quieter. This is what I did. This was my second visit to the hotel. The room I had last time was bigger, but it really didn't matter, as both rooms were well furnished and equipped with comfortable beds. And the full English breakfast is not to be missed.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One.
Hi, John. You asked me about the hotel in Devon. I'll leave a message now, as later I'll be too busy to call. So, despite the excellent location near the lake, the hotel wasn't good value for money. As you know, the room was on special offer. The whole place was in need of renovation. The room had a worn carpet, and there was wallpaper hanging off the walls. What else? The parking spaces were a bit tight, so all in all, I can't recommend this place. That's all. Bye for now.
Two. I'm calling to share my opinion about hotels in Britain. I've been a guest in many hotels since I'm often on business trips, and I must say my main problem with hotels is the service provided. In one hotel, I ordered a cooked breakfast, which I never received. I complained to the reception and was offered no apology. In another one, the waitress brought the wrong order to my table and then disappeared, forever. Again, no one apologised for that. I think hotel owners must do something about it.
Three.
Today's programme is about special offers. My friend told me recently about a hotel's special offer. He said that in the pictures on the hotel website, the room and its bathroom seemed to be larger and more modern than they actually were, but otherwise, everything was fine. The welcome, the food, the service. How about your experience of special offers? Were they good value for money? Please call us and share your experience. The number is 09635 64328.
Four.
The hotel I was in last summer is situated on a square overlooking a park. If you stay here, request a room on the side facing the park, not busy Malcolm Street. It will be much quieter. This is what I did. This was my second visit to the hotel. The room I had last time was bigger, but it really didn't matter, as both rooms were well furnished and equipped with comfortable beds. And the full English breakfast is not to be missed.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Oh, come on. Do they really have to interrupt all the movies with commercial breaks? Now I have to wait 20 minutes to see if he'll make it to the tropical island or not.
Commercials pay for the movies. Don't you know that?
Sure. But do they have to be so noisy? Where's the remote? I need to turn it down.
I agree with you on that. When they turn up the volume, all I feel is irritation. But as for the breaks, it's a good time to have something to eat. I'm going to the kitchen. Do you want me to make you a sandwich or something to drink?
Yes, please. I'll help you.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh, come on. Do they really have to interrupt all the movies with commercial breaks? Now I have to wait 20 minutes to see if he'll make it to the tropical island or not.
Commercials pay for the movies. Don't you know that?
Sure. But do they have to be so noisy? Where's the remote? I need to turn it down.
I agree with you on that. When they turn up the volume, all I feel is irritation. But as for the breaks, it's a good time to have something to eat. I'm going to the kitchen. Do you want me to make you a sandwich or something to drink?
Yes, please. I'll help you.
Two.
Security officials at Los Angeles International Airport reported an unusual incident on Tuesday. An elderly woman travelling to Brazil sent her 2-month-old grandson through an X-ray scanner. She mistakenly put the baby in a plastic box used to hold small objects for security scanning at the airport. The security official saw the baby on the screen, immediately pulled him out and called for medical help. The child was examined at a local hospital, but the doctor decided the baby hadn't received a dangerous dose of radiation.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Security officials at Los Angeles International Airport reported an unusual incident on Tuesday. An elderly woman travelling to Brazil sent her 2-month-old grandson through an X-ray scanner. She mistakenly put the baby in a plastic box used to hold small objects for security scanning at the airport. The security official saw the baby on the screen, immediately pulled him out and called for medical help. The child was examined at a local hospital, but the doctor decided the baby hadn't received a dangerous dose of radiation.
Three.
Sonoma County Cottage is a lovely property in Northern California's wine country. It's a 2-story air-conditioned building with a heated jacuzzi. 3 people can sleep there. The nearest store is 3 miles away. The price is $135 per day. For all our properties, a deposit of 25% is required when making a reservation. The rest of the money should be paid on the first day of your visit. Pets are not accepted. Sheets and towels can be supplied if required.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Sonoma County Cottage is a lovely property in Northern California's wine country. It's a 2-story air-conditioned building with a heated jacuzzi. 3 people can sleep there. The nearest store is 3 miles away. The price is $135 per day. For all our properties, a deposit of 25% is required when making a reservation. The rest of the money should be paid on the first day of your visit. Pets are not accepted. Sheets and towels can be supplied if required.
Four.
John, have you finished the report yet? I need it for today's meeting.
Not yet, Mandy. I didn't have all the data yesterday. I'll do it first thing today, okay?
That would be great, thank you. It's becoming urgent. How was the concert?
It was cancelled. Can you imagine? I'd been waiting for it for 30 years. I was furious.
Oh, why? What happened?
The lead singer got seriously ill.
What a pity. Did they give you the money back?
No, I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, right. Should we get back to work?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
John, have you finished the report yet? I need it for today's meeting.
Not yet, Mandy. I didn't have all the data yesterday. I'll do it first thing today, okay?
That would be great, thank you. It's becoming urgent. How was the concert?
It was cancelled. Can you imagine? I'd been waiting for it for 30 years. I was furious.
Oh, why? What happened?
The lead singer got seriously ill.
What a pity. Did they give you the money back?
No, I'm still waiting for it.
Oh, right. Should we get back to work?
5.
Next week, the Regal is showing this summer's big action film, Blowing Up Bridges. This is Bryce Wallace's first starring role since the smash hit Fighter. Bryce plays his usual role of action hero. The story is great, fast-paced, and packed with unexpected events. The ending isn't believable, though. But I won't spoil the fun by giving away what happens. You will just have to go and see for yourselves.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Next week, the Regal is showing this summer's big action film, Blowing Up Bridges. This is Bryce Wallace's first starring role since the smash hit Fighter. Bryce plays his usual role of action hero. The story is great, fast-paced, and packed with unexpected events. The ending isn't believable, though. But I won't spoil the fun by giving away what happens. You will just have to go and see for yourselves.
Six.
The library is not the most popular place for a date, but the public library in Melbourne is different. A short time ago, one of the library staff had the idea to organise speed dating nights for book lovers. Those who wanted to take part had to bring their favourite book. They could use it as a conversation starter or to solve the problem of uneasy silences during the series of 5-minute dates. The first event was a success, with over 50 book lovers taking part. The library is planning a series of speed dating nights for next year.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The library is not the most popular place for a date, but the public library in Melbourne is different. A short time ago, one of the library staff had the idea to organise speed dating nights for book lovers. Those who wanted to take part had to bring their favourite book. They could use it as a conversation starter or to solve the problem of uneasy silences during the series of 5-minute dates. The first event was a success, with over 50 book lovers taking part. The library is planning a series of speed dating nights for next year.